Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Anything about snapping here at all or anything?
No, I mean, they just kind of threw me in the fire and said just play. So, I mean, I'm not gonna complain about playing. So.
Okay. You grew up with Scott, I guess? Or Scott,
yeah, Scott Town, right off the Green Tree exit, Green Tree Road, so... I'll be home in 10 minutes from now.
You were a Stewart fan.
Yeah. So right here. Oh, yeah. It's my whole family's here. And I have all the friends and everyone's diehard Steeler fans. So it's pretty cool.
Can you put into words what it was like being out there?
I mean, I've sat here for, AFC wild card games and watched these guys come out of the tunnel. And I'm like, oh, man, that's sweet. And then coming out of the tunnel was kind of surreal. Like, I mean, even as a preseason game, it was still, I felt like it was loud as heck, and it was louder than Duquesne's field, so a lot more fans. It was pretty cool, so like a dream come true.
Is it something where they just kind of threw you out there and just said, hey, do what you can?
Yeah, I mean, they were very understanding that I got there Thursday and didn't have the chance to really get that many reps in practice because the guys that have been here, so, and I completely get it, and they threw me in, and they were like, hey, I was telling Chris here that Bud was on the sidelines kind of telling me what to do on which certain plays, but for the most part, it was pretty simple. I just rushed it faster at the end of the game, so it was cool.
Did you take a moment to look around?
Yeah. When we were in our stretch lines, I was kind of going through and I'd make sure to do a couple extra turns just to look around and see everything and see everyone filling in the stands.
Then you had an extra hour you had to wait.
Yeah, and then I still met extra 2.5 hours, I think. It felt like forever. But, I mean, it was pretty cool being on the sidelines for the game as opposed to in section 501 or something. So
obviously you represent the people from your hometown, but do you feel like you're representing Duquesne when you're out there too?
Definitely, for sure. I mean, obviously it's a smaller school, and pretty sure there's been guys in camps and practice squads, but no one's really – like made it in the league besides Lee Baden, I'm pretty sure. And that was a couple years back, so, and he was in for I think 10 years. But other than that, I mean, I like telling people, hey, I'm from Duquesne, and they're like, what the heck is that? And they're like, and they see me wearing a shirt and they don't know how to pronounce it if they're not from Pittsburgh, and it's kinda cool. So
what do you think your chances are?
I don't know. I mean, I just got here and I don't even know who was playing next to me, so I couldn't even tell you. I mean, I just take it day by day and hope I'm here the next day and whatever, and just play my butt off every play. So
things like you have a specific set of skills that like rushing the passer, that doesn't, you know what I mean? Like getting to the quarterback is valuable. You know how to do it, whether you're how you do it, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they're going to say anything if you're getting to the passer, whether you're using a chop, spin move, whatever the heck you're using. I mean, they're not going to say anything if you're getting the passer, you're getting the passer. But, I'll do whatever I got to do to make the team, especially here in a place like home. So,
Christian, you're a Steeler fan. You know who wore 99. Is there anything special to wear 99?
Yeah, I mean, I knew who wore 99 before Kiesel, and, I mean, obviously the history of that, it was sweet, and everyone's like, what number are you wearing? I'm like, 99. They're like, oh, my gosh, you got to live up to that hype. I'm like, oh, great. Kiesel and Kirkland, yeah, so... yeah, obviously I grew up, I'm pretty sure I have a Kiesel jersey in my closet, so we got to switch the K-U-N, the Kiesel to Kunst now, so, but I wouldn't do that, I wouldn't ruin that jersey like that.
You close with TJ at all?
Yeah. I was in Indy for a workout earlier in the week before I signed here, and I got to grab dinner with him after my workout, so we still talk pretty often.
You all good?
Coach McConnell.
Oh, yeah. He's Timba's the best. Love him.
Cool. Thank you. Good luck, man. Thank you. What was that? What was the experience?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.